Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future. Welcome to Technogram, Reddington's podcast, where we drive tech dialogues for the digital future. Now we have Syed Abdul Qadir, who is the Executive Director for Technology and Cyber Risk at PwC Pakistan. Thank you, Syed, for being here. Welcome to Technogram.
Thank you very much, likewise.
How has your day been so far?
Yeah, it's been an hectic day. We had a PwC Middle East meetings. We had multiple clients meeting. And, of course, I had a speaking slot at Jatex as well. So it was a hectic day.
Yeah, hectic is always good, right?
Hectic is always good.
So I'd like to know, how is PwC using technology to improve the efficiency and quality of the services that you offer to your clients?
Excellent question. And you know, you may no doubt be aware that PwC is the world's one of the largest consulting firm. We have the presence in 200 plus countries, and we have about 350,000 employees overall in the world. And we are the largest accounting advisory, taxation advisory, and all mergers, acquisition, consulting, audit firm. Of course, it is the name famous for auditing. And apart from that, we are one of the largest technology consulting and cyber risk assurance services in the world as well. I head the technology consulting and cyber security practice of PwC Pakistan, and we are totally aligned with our enterprise objectives. So PwC overall in the world are leveraging the technology and digital transformation to their best, even to their best in the world. Because, you know, we do audits even with the help of drones.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, because, for example, we are auditors of multiple oil and gas sector, where we have to review the depths of the oils. We have to review the inventory of the multi-million gadgets and for FMCGs, for systems, for areas. And we do all with the help of robots, drones, and all. And, of course, for auditing, we have even PwC Pakistan has recently implemented, it is in the pilot stage, that we have implemented robotics process automation solution for auditing multiple areas where there is a routine type of stuff. For example, implementation of the file and reviewing the file for the extent, opening the file, copying the file, attaching, and multiple steps, which is actually journal and common for all the objectives.
Right.
But of course, there are multiple elements where robotics automation will not work, and you have to use your intelligence, you have to use your experience according to that.
Right. So there's a lot of technologies that you are investing in.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have incurred, of course, it is our vision 2030, and that with the help of the technology implementation, and especially one of the best feature which PwC is now doing is the zero carbon strategy.
Of course. So that's becoming a priority for everyone.
We are totally aligned with our SDG goals of the zero carbon and net zero. And
So can you maybe say a little bit about how are you using technology to make sure of that goal?
Of course, for example, in the world, we have done multiple implementations. We have done multiple assignments with the help of on-premises based solution, where the huge technology infrastructure is required, mainly for utilities, for physical infrastructure, for employees. But now everything has been embedded into cloud environment.
Yes.
So this is the best example that we are now fully migrating to cloud-based solutions. So to use these net zero. And one more thing, which is the lucky one, PwC Pakistan have 4 to 5 buildings across one of my city where I am located, I am based. And we have completely migrated our utility solution to solar system.
Oh,
totally. So now...
So that must have brought in a lot of benefits.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Multi-hundred watts of...
Are you able to share in terms of cost savings, how much?
You can say that in the last 2 years, now we are using only 10% of the utilities and 90% of the by with the help of solar.
Incredible.
And saving of almost, if you can convert into like dirham, because it's a Pakistani rupees, so 10 million, 15 million Pak rupees, you can say, per month is saving. It's huge. And if you can say $0.5 million in last 2 years, we have saved.
That's amazing.
And of course, it is also helpful for multiple because the net zero is the because it helps in removing the carbon emissions in the world.
Right.
It improves the environment of the world. So this is the second target, of course.
Okay. So when you invest so much in technology, how do you measure the success of your deployment?
Of course, there are three elements where you cannot directly measure or you cannot directly calculate the ROI of your investment. Like return on investment, you cannot calculate in technology investment. You can always calculate VOI, which is value over investment.
Yes.
Because, because if you have incurred multi-million dollar rupees, but you cannot sell anything, so you cannot get the return on directly on the investment, which is called, you can say, tangible investment, you cannot receive. But value, which you can get, if this implementation will not be done, then how much you have to incur the cost, how much you have to produce, how much hassle maybe you have to incur. And one more thing, for even because I also had the cyber security practice, cyber is also a thing. Because if you invest in cyber security and you cannot calculate, when someone will ask that what is the ROI of your investment, you cannot calculate. But what could happen if you have not invested in this cyber security? It may occur cyber breaches. You have seen FireEye type of incidents.
Yes.
Where the one of the largest cybersecurity consulting organization has hunted, has breached, and where hunters are being hunted, So everyone can be breached.
So they have suffered a huge data breach, and it has
huge. And in 20 countries has been impacted, 20 to 30 direct countries.
Right.
And 2 million organizations have been impacted only due to the FireEye. Because FireEye has implemented multiple solutions in their, for their clients, which is more than 2 million clients. And all have been impacted due to that cyber breach.
Yeah. So this is very difficult to say what the actual monetary would be. Yeah. But when it's not there, how much loss will be there? Those data is available everywhere.
Yeah, but I always prefer for technology, even for cybersecurity, even for any type of digital transformation, you have to invest according to the baseline requirements. For example, if you have to secure a small and medium organization, because I have been associated with, alhamdulillah, 500 plus organizations where I have actually implemented the solution, consulted the solution, then it is not the one-size-fit-all implementations. If I have to implement the security in JITEX, then there is a huge security requirement. But if you have to implement the security in the one of the conference, then the security has different requirements.
So you need to customize as per...
But people, unfortunately, sometimes does not implement or does not take care of this mechanism.
Right.
And they implemented all the robust, for example, you have seen thousands of booths are here.
Yes.
And multi-million dollars have been invested. Of course, it is the world's largest technology conference. But many times I have seen that the solution which is not required by the organization, and they implemented it, unfortunately. And even not at the baseline requirement.
Right. So I think first evaluation and assessment needs to be done. What needs to... where you need to have the security solution, what you want to protect, have those goals and identified first.
Absolutely. And according to, of course, your infrastructure, your requirement, your business case, your KPIs, your KGIs, all all the stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Syed. So one last question before I let you go. How do you maintain the need to innovate with the need to be secure and stable within a large organization such as PwC?
So I will tilt my question to more towards towards PwC and then towards my client, because it is applicable for all my even Fortune 100 clients. You know,
you can also kind of maybe say what is the roadmap that you need to have to create good cybersecurity strategy for the future.
Excellent question, and it is very near to my heart. Because, you know, there is a huge requirement of balance between innovation and security. It is a most critical matter, because, you know, many organizations in the world failed to implement that complete digital transformation because they lacked the security investment with it. And many organizations, unfortunately, failed due to huge investment in technology and security, but cannot maintain the balance between them, cannot maintain the governance between them.
Exactly.
This is the most critical matter, actually. And I am not saying the names, but everyone is visible that there are multiple heists in the world, I think last 2 to 3 years, where the systems have been down, the transformation has been halted due to the weak balance between innovation and security. So the best question you have asked regarding my roadmap, I think if you want to implement the end-to-end digital transformation, then you have to see and of course aligned with the cybersecurity or aligned with the security standards, then you have to identify your organization's crown jewels. What are your critical assets to implement? Because you cannot implement each and every tool implementation on each and every element of your organization. So it is a very critical thing. And then the next step, you have to implement the control on your crown jewels. Perform the risk assessment on these controls, maybe according to the leading standards like ISO 27001, like NIST framework and all, so that you can have the risk appetite, that how you would be treated the risk, what balance and what payments have been required to implement these costs. And then secondly, of course, step by step, one more thing which is very, very critical for security and even the transformation, even the data privacy and all, which is the weakest link in all communication chain, because you are the best communication expert, I know. So the weakest link in the communication chain is we being as a human.
True.
We are the weakest link.
The human element is what is always...
Human element is very critical, because if some organization has faced faced cybersecurity attack, and their head of communication is not immune or able to respond to the media, able to respond to these customers, then there will be a wreck havoc, actually. You know, these are the things. Then
that's, I think, the biggest nightmare for anybody who's...
Everybody. You have seen multiple incidents, even the conflicts between wars, between organizations, the conflicts between, unfortunately, any type of, nation-state differences, conflicts. And you have seen that many times the exaggeration between two and the conflicts has been exaggerated due to the bad communication between ministries. This is the main matter. So for cyber incident, for technology, this is also very critical. And also, you have to implement, for example, if I have to go to my home, then I always implement defense in depth controls. Defense in depth is like that, how can I go outside from Jitex? You know, that huge rush. Oh my God. I think I have discussed with DWTC director, and he said that yesterday only Nice. Only yesterday, 2 million people have attended this GiaTeX.
Getting,
oh my God.
Yes. So the whole.
My God. So managing the onion ring, managing this defense, how can people arrived in UAE, how they are giving the hotels management, organization management, how they are coming to GiaTeX area, metros, taxis, mechanism. So this also applicable for digital transformation. This also applicable for cybersecurity. That you have to implement the controls according to the onion rings. Because, you know, technology, cybersecurity is a continuous evolving process. It is a dynamic process.
Yes, and we always have to try to be a step ahead. And it's challenging, 100%. But it's something that we really need to make a priority.
And you have to, if you want to, everyone in the world need to be in the race of that keep ahead and digital transformation. And one thing which is always a constant is change. It's change.
Yeah, as cliche as it sounds, it's the truth. Yes.
And it is applicable for your field, your, of course, it is always diversified. The media communication, the systems, technology, even every business has been evolved. And these are the main characteristics. Then implementation of, if you can ask me, the hardcore-based solution that you can implement, technology-based transform solution, XDR, APTs type of solution. One more thing which is very necessary for even technology, even for cybersecurity, is you must have to opt cyber insurance as well. Not for technology failure, not for cybersecurity attack, but it must have to be for data breach as well.
Of course.
Because you can treat, you can implement every NASA, Pentagon, and every type of solutions in your environment, your infrastructure. But something could be happening. There is still a chance. Nobody is perfect. People are saying, someone said that there are only two type of organizations. One who have been hacked and one who don't know.
Who has not been hacked yet. One who don't know. That's smart, yes.
You know, not hacked. There is no organization. There is no such thing in the world. Because, you know, when someone left the organization and moved to another organization, I guarantee that they have unfortunately taken the intellectual property, which is data of this organization, from any other, through some mails, through some prints, some anything else.
So
this is also the type of data breaches.
Yeah, which is not.
So no one can, state that it has been breached or they have never breached and all. So this is the main thing, and of course we have to. Everyone has to keep helping together to build this transformation, digital transformation, and cybersecurity matters.
Thank you, Syed.
Hope for the best, and we must have to prepare the worst.
For sure. Thank you, Syed. Some really interesting insights from Syed Abdul Qadir from PwC Pakistan. Thank you once again for joining us, and thanks for joining Technogram by Reddington. Stay tuned for more.